The pandemic has put many projects on hold, including a co-housing community for LGBTQ seniors. It's believed to be the first of its kind in the nation. There are now efforts in Durham, North Carolina, to put the finishing touches on this development, and residents are now actually moving in. Laura Pelliser of member station WUNC reports.
5 years ago, retired couple Pat McCauley and Margaret Rush came up with a bold idea: building a community where LGBTQ seniors would feel at home, says Rush.
We wanted a place where we could hold hands, we could kiss each other, you know, hello or goodbye, and our relationship would be honored and respected.
Rush and McCauley founded Village Hearth Co-Housing. It's believed to be the first co-housing community in the U.S. built specifically for LGBTQ seniors and their allies. Nearly 30 pastel-colored bungalows branch off cement walking paths that intertwine through the neighborhood in North Durham. Rush says she and McCauley see the 55-plus community as an opportunity to cut through some of the unique challenges LGBTQ individuals face as they get older.
We also have seen and heard and read horror stories of people once they need to go into the standard medical model. They are forced to go back in the closet because it's not safe, or the people taunt them or whatever. And it took Pat and I forever to come out of the closet. We were both really late bloomers. And we don't want to go back in.
Tim Johnston is the Senior Director of National Projects at SAGE, an advocacy and service organization for LGBTQ seniors. He acknowledges that risks exist for these seniors in traditional retirement communities.
It could be substandard care, such as having their call bell answered more slowly than the other residents, or their food always arrives cold. And in some instances, we've heard of physical or verbal abuse.
LGBTQ seniors are less likely to have children and often lack the same social net as heterosexual seniors. Pat McCauley says for her, co-housing is the perfect fit.
We can have a balance of privacy and community. So Margaret can be as extroverted as she wants, and I can choose when I want to be social and when I want to be private.
We are going to be having a community garden to grow vegetables and fruit.
Among the new Village Hearth residents are Alan Keach and Christopher Ross. Before moving to Durham, the couple built an eco-friendly house on a sweeping 58-acre property in Southern Virginia. But they soon discovered that privacy could also mean isolation. And Ross says that didn't always feel comfortable.
Yes, there were two or three other gay people in this town, but it was a whisper. It's okay as long as you don't make noise about it.
Now Keach and Ross are excited about their new neighborhood. At the end of May, Keach, Ross, and a handful of others started to move in. Ross says there's pressure with being the first group of LGBTQ seniors to create this kind of community. In the end, the need to age and to live on their own terms wins out.
We're coming here to live, not to die. And this might be our last stop, but we're coming here with a very different attitude.
For Here and Now, I'm Laura Pelliser.